Only a fraction of the tourists who flock to Martha's Vineyard each summer actually make it to the west end of the island to see the historic Gayhead Light, and those who do get there may not realize the area has been the home of the Aquinnah Wampanoag for thousands of years. But the tribe and the town of Aquinnah are working to change that and hope telling the tribe's story will boost the local economy. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports.
On a clear day, you can see the Elizabeth Islands from the Gayhead Cliffs in Aquinnah. Anne-Laure Francois, a professor of American history in France, took a bus from the ferry about 17 miles away after reading about this spot on a blog. She's taken by the views, but she's even more excited by what she just learned from a sign on the lookout's edge.
Well, I didn't know, for example, that this was Native American land and that all the shops in the area are owned by the tribe, so that's pretty impressive.
The Aquinnah Wampanoag tribe still owns nearly 500 acres of the land in Aquinnah.
We're still out here, you know, like there's not too many tribes that are here in the state. It's one of survival and determination, and it's a very unique story.
Durwood Vanderhoop, planner for the Aquinnah Wampanoag tribe of Gayhead, shows me around.
Walking from the lookout, there's the Aquinnah Shop restaurant, which is a family-run place actually owned by some of my brothers and another family that's been here for decades. There's about seven or eight other shops.
There's also a heritage kiosk. It's a small modern shed with bark siding. Inside, there's traditional music, maps, Wampanoag artifacts, and a few tourists. Up until a few decades ago, Vanderhoop says fishing and agriculture provided livelihoods for the Wampanoag. Now it's all about tourism. Turns out that economic driver is actually nothing new.
Okay, lights on inside.
Inside the historic brick Gayhead Light, which is near the shops, lighthouse keeper Richard Skidmore shows me a photo from the late 1800s. It's of tourists who traveled here by steamship.
This particular picture of the dock that no longer exists and a ox cart with some fancy-dressed people in it and a Wampanoag fellow who's going to lead them right up to where we are right now, the Gayhead Light.
Skidmore says the natives were an attraction, but also savvy business people. They owned inns and restaurants. Then the lighthouse keeper quotes a line from a brochure of the time.
Come visit a village of red men, meaning the Wampanoag tribe here in what was then Gayhead, and see the most magnificent light on the East Coast.
Now the federally recognized Wampanoag tribe is hoping to attract more modern-day tourists and islanders to the Gayhead Light and the other sites along the perimeter of a dead-end drive known as Aquinnah Circle. That's why they formed a planning group with the town of Aquinnah to apply for state recognition as a cultural district. There are 34 of these walkable districts in Massachusetts. They receive grant money and support to elevate an historic area's story, bring in more visitors, and spur economic development. Across from the lighthouse is the Aquinnah Cultural Center and Museum. Program Director Linda Coombs hopes the new cultural district will help clarify a few common misperceptions.
People ask us all the time, so, you know, how far back does your, you know, Indian heritage go? And we look at them and it's like, all the way? I mean, that's my answer, you know.
Coombs explains how Aquinnah was one of the 69 original villages of the Wampanoag Nation. When the English arrived in the 1600s, they pushed the tribe to the very end of the island. Its members struggled to survive and today are dedicated to preserving their land, language, and culture. Tobias Vanderhoop is the chairman of the Wampanoag Tribal Council.
Hopefully, this project that we're working on can break down those barriers and we can get that story out there.
Apparently, the project is also breaking down barriers between the tribe and the town of Aquinnah. The two groups have been butting heads over the Wampanoag's long-running efforts to build a casino on Martha's Vineyard. This is one of the first times they're working together. That's not lost on Anita Walker, executive director of the Massachusetts Cultural Council. That's the state agency that granted the new cultural district designation.
We are so excited that we now in Massachusetts Massachusetts have the very first in the country cultural district that is a joint project of a town and a tribe.
Walker says everyone needed to be on board. Town Administrator Adam Wilson says now the town and the tribe will work together to map out a course for the area's future.
There's actually two governments in the little town of Aquinnah of 400 year-round residents.
The beautiful bluffs at the end of Aquinnah Circle are seen as the economic and spiritual core of the town. Last year, it was depleted of energy when two storefronts were vacant. Berta Welch recalls the drop in the number of tourist buses a few years back.
And it was like ghost town up here.
That's one reason why Welch got involved in the cultural district effort. The tribal member sells wind chimes, wampum jewelry, and other crafts in the Stone Creek gift shop her mother opened on the bluffs 75 years ago. Welch has worked here her whole life and is enthusiastic about the tribe-town collaboration. She says getting everyone to see eye to eye isn't always easy.
Which the town and tribe have not had a lot of experience in doing together. So it was an exercise. We want to be protective of our culture, too. It's not about merchandising it, exploiting it. And although I don't think that was really a struggle, I just think it's something that needed to be ironed out.
And there's plenty more for the planning team to agree on, including improved signage, walkways, landscaping, programming, and advertising. Tribal Council Chairman Tobias Vanderhoop thinks it'll all be worth it.
At times, people have an idea of what Native people should be or what we are or that maybe we faded away.
And he says all people belong to a place.
For our people, we're still in the place that we belong.
The place, he says, that runs through their blood. The next Wampanoag cultural event in the newly created Aquinnah Circle Cultural District is the annual powwow in September. For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.
This music is by the Black Brook Singers of Gay Head on Martha's Vineyard.